أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين. أما بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله: أعدل الناس عليا وعلي أتقى الناس. In the beginning, I would like to say congratulations for the holy month, which is month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a month of spiritual journey, a month to gain the maghfirat and rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a month when Allah has opened the doors of His rahmat and maghfirat, and during this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed His blessing upon Mu'mineen and Muslimin around the world by naming this month as his own month, to make a step forward towards the other months, Sha'ban and holy month of Ramadan, which is month of Ummah. In the peak time of this holy month of Rajab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed a very great blessing, and that was the birth of deputy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, one of the best personality after Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, Imam al-Muttaqeen, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ya'subuddin, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam. I would like to extend my congratulations to all Mu'mineen Mu'minat for this very auspicious occasion of the birth of our Mawla Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam. This is the day when the personality was born who was one of the just personality within the world, or if I say that after Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, the most just personality according to the hadith of the Prophet, peace be upon him, Aliyun A'dalun Nas. The most just personality in this world is Ali ibn Abi Talib. If one likes to see a personality, Atqan Nas, the most pious personality in this world, Afdalun Nas, that fadail of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam are countless fadail. But one of the most important significance of the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam that I would like to mention today, that Ali as a symbol of the unity. Ali was the personality that has sacrificed for Islam whole his life. In the time of Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, he was the one who was standing with the Prophet, peace be upon him, in every and each step of the life of Prophet, peace be upon him. As in Dua Nudwa, it has been said, Yahdu Hadwar Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the one who was following the path of Prophet, peace be upon him, that when he mentions about that part of his life, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wa sallam, in Khutbah Qasi'ah, has said that he followed the path of Prophet, peace be upon him, like a baby camel that was following the mother camel from the footsteps. In every footsteps he was with the Prophet, peace be upon him. In every war that has become a victory, the secret of the victory and the most brave personality, the most courageous personality in the time of Prophet, peace be upon him, it was Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. But unfortunately, our Muslim Ummah could not recognize this personality, and they have divided upon this personality. But let me give you an example of the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen, that he was the one who was calling the Ummah towards the unity, but unfortunately, because of not being recognized, he was the one who had to fight three wars in his time, at the time of his Khilafat, as in Dua Nudba, we say قَتَلَ النَّاقِثِينَ وَالْقَاسِطِينَ وَالْمَارِقِينَ, that various types of the groups of Khawarij, those who came against Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam, and they did fight with this great personality who was deputy of the Prophet, peace be upon him, who was the inheritance of Islam, who was the most knowledgeable personality. He was the one that his house was attacked, but at the same time he did not take sword in his own hands. He was the one that his wife was attacked and she got martyred by the ignorant Muslims. But still Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam was the most patient personality, defending in Islam in his time, going to different places in the courts of Khulafa and giving the verdicts and ruling sometimes the court of justice to protect Islam and to protect the unity of Islam. He became as a symbol of the unity, that he was protecting Islam, even his rights was taken away, but at the same time he was the one who was standing for Islam in order to protect Islam. The one who was the brave personality in the time of Prophet, peace be upon him. But after the Prophet, peace be upon him, sometimes he was taken away from his house and he was humiliated. He got isolated. His rights were taken away. But at the same time, he was the one who was working and serving for the cause of unity. And this is the most important example of the life of Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam, that the Shias today need to consider this part of the life of Amirul Mu'mineen as the most important and greater example of our life, that we need to sacrifice for the unity of Muslim Ummah, and we need to follow the path of Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam, that we can obtain that unity, that Islam can be a greater religion in this world, and Islam can be a dignified religion in this world. Islam can be an honorable religion in this world, that we can make a field for the reappearance of Imam Zaman, Ajjalallahu Farajahu Sharif, and future can be future of Islam. The upcoming centuries can be centuries of Islam. It can be only possible if we follow the holy path of Amirul Mu'mineen and his life. Wassalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.